All right, you're listening to Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Thanks for joining us. It's all brought to you by Orisky Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award Rule Trophies. So today we'll hear from Waylon Shank as he puts a bow on last week's game and a big-time win for the Vikings to improve to 6-1, a win 42-7 against Forest Park on the road. North Posey on the road tonight against South Ridge in the penultimate game of the regular season. So without further ado, we take a step aside, hear from Coach Shank on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show, I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Waylon Shank, the head coach of the Vikings, is here on WREF. Hey, Coach, really appreciate your time.
Appreciate you having us on.
Vikings now 6-1 after a 42-7 win against Forest Park. That is the second consecutive trouncing you've done. The first one being a couple of weeks ago against Tecumseh, 48-0. So you guys making a habit out of this. What's been going right over the last couple of weeks to really swell that winning?
Just kind of hit its stride. We talked for us going forward to see our offensive line develop, and they've done a really good job. You know, you see progression each week. Guys really starting to figure some things out front and as they've done that, our offense is kind of taken off, and you know that's going to be important. You know, for tonight's game, our O-line's going to have to continue to play well. If they do that, we'll have some success. And you know, football is usually won in the trenches, and as our trenches have gotten better, we've gotten better.
Now we'll talk about tonight's game soon here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show. North Posey going toe-to-toe for their final road game of the regular season against South Ridge. But before we go forward, we go backward in talking about Forest Park. And like you said, the defense really, really strong. When do you realize on any given day that your defense is going to have a good game? Is it the week leading up to the game? Is it the morning of warm-ups? Or when is it that that switch flips in your head?
Well, you know, for us, it's just the preparation. Early on in the season, kids are spending a lot more time learning the scheme and probably less time focused on the opponent and what they're trying to do. And as that season progresses along, our kids have gotten really comfortable in what we're trying to do, and that allows you to spend a lot more time on, you know, your opponent's tendencies, you know, different things that they do. So it's become more mental work for us at this point in the season. And, you know, as the week goes on, if our guys are figuring out keys and reads and tendencies on Monday and Tuesday, you feel really good as a coach about, okay, we got a shot to play really good. If they're still opponents doing, then you go in there a little nervous. And fortunately for us, these last couple weeks, our guys have been keyed in mentally, and that's really helped us play well on the defense side of the ball.
North Posey football now 6-1 after a big win by way of margin 42-7 against Forest Park. And for you guys to get that win, you stay unbeaten in the conference. How would you evaluate so far not only, what you guys have accomplished, but where that has put you in the standings and the remaining schedule with two games left and evaluating your chances of going where you wanted to go and where you sought out to go when the season began?
You know, this is where you hoped to be, you know, playing deep into the regular season with a chance to win a conference championship. But with the number of graduation that kind of hit us, you know, we weren't sure. We knew there was going to be a lot of kids that were, you know, at the varsity level for them that had a chance, Graham. But you don't know how those things are going to come together. And, you know, if you had told me we'd be 6-1, headed into week 8 with a chance to win a conference title, I told you that's exactly where we'd hope to be, and you know wasn't sure starting off the season if that's where we would be. You know, minus the Heritage Hills game, which not many people in our area can compete with them right now. Mm. You know, minus that, I've been really pleased with where we're at.
Again, Waylon Shank, the head coach of the 6-1 North Posey Vikings here on WREF. Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show. We'll take a step aside. Back in a moment here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Shank. I'm Brad Klein. Thanks for joining us. Now, Coach, in talking about last week's game against Forest Park, and we won't go too much deeper into that game because, after all, you do have a game tonight against Southridge, and we'll go in-depth process and as a result of the preparation.
I think now, first of all, you got good at but like I said, the mental approach. It's do and hand to our kids, you know, point out some tendencies. Regardless of who you are, I think all programs have some tendencies and some things that the opposing defense can key on if you can really dig deep into what they're doing and, you know, throughout the season when you get as much game film as you get nowadays. And our guys have bought into that. You know, our guys have bought into communicating when they see certain things, certain formations trigger some things for us. Our defensive backs have gotten really comfortable with checking into certain coverages based on what they're seeing, which puts our coaching staff in a really good spot. You know, we'll call a coverage, and if they see something that stands out to them, we give our guys the ability to check to something else based on you know, the time and effort they put into, you know, our film sessions. And you know, it's a kind of a culminating thing when you can get your scheme in, you get your kids confident, they're playing fast and physical, and then you give them that mental edge. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and commitment from our kids to spend watching film and learning the tendencies. And they've done a great job of that. And I think they've bought into that approach. And, you know, it's kind of twofold. You do a lot more mental work right now throughout the year, which keeps their bodies a little fresher.
Sure.
And at the same time, gives you an advantage come game day.
The time, the commitment that these players are putting in, all of them are on defense, and that doesn't happen without, or I should say, the results on defense doesn't happen without the group effort, the buy-in, especially over the last couple of weeks, only allowing the one touchdown, that being last week against Forest Park in a 42-7 win. Has there been anyone on defense, anyone specifically, that has stuck out to you and impressed you, or is their studiousness in defense and in tape and in this week leading up to a game?
You know, for us, we had a couple guys returning that were off-state type kids. You know, Gavin Myers has been a four-year starter for us and was a junior all-state kid at our nose tackle last year. And Jed Galvin's a four-year starter safety and had a couple of interceptions last week. He knew what we were getting out of the back. But we've had so many other guys step up, and that's been what's been so impressive. You know, our edge outside linebackers and time off and Julian Dickinson have done a really good job of funneling everything back inside. But I think one guy who was kind of that was maybe the missing link going into the season was Kate Beaker. You know, we knew we were depleted up front from graduation. Most of our guys, we really didn't know how we were going to replace them. And we was a great offseason in the weight room, you know, put on some good weight, muscle. And it's Kate Beaker. He's played our strong side defensive end and is, you know, way ahead of what we thought he might be able to do there. You know, for us, he's playing like an all-conference kid.
And all that translates to defensive success on game day. Look at the calendar. It's game day right now. Getting ready for Southridge tonight. Waylon Shank, the head coach, here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show. All right, we'll take a step aside, dive deep into the game plan on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Waylon Shank, the head coach of the Vikings here on WREF. Getting ready for a big game tonight against...
Well, you know, it's going to be our football team. The dude to win the game is going there and trying to limit the mistakes that we make. You know, it takes care of the football advantage. I think we're pretty matched paper. So it's going to come down to one or two possessions, and who can steal a possession off of a turnover or a big scrimmage. The team comes out victorious.
Do well that you guys hang on. We talked a lot of this show about your defensive process, you guys watching tape and spending a lot of time studying. What has that studying shown you against Southridge?
You know, they're just disciplined. You know, what they do is not real fancy. They line up. They're going to run power. You know, old school wing T type. I mean, I don't think that they you know what's coming. I think that they can, you know, out execute you. And for the most part, they've been able to do that this year. And that's what makes it so challenging. You got to match their energy.
You got Jed Galvin, which means you don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. So how do you expect them to try and counteract what you do on the ground with Jed?
Everybody's game plan this year is, you know, where he's at. If we line a receiver, they're probably going to double team him. If he's in the back, they're probably going to load the box. And, you know, make a fist of what we do. Jed's going to get his touches. We're patient with him. You know, first half of games, he's getting three to pop, breaking those 3 or 4 yard, 50-yard touchdown, and allow the game to. But at the same time, we've got confidence in our other guys. So Murphy and Kate Beaker outside, he's done a much better job of taking care of the football. So, you know, than Jed, And we're at a point in our season where we're confident in our ability to do that.
That's Waylon Schenck, the head coach of the North Posey Vikings. They're 6-1, trying to get to 7-1 tonight again. Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win last week and the week prior. Go get another one. We're pulling for you. I think we lost Coach. That's okay. We're wrapping up shop anyway here on WREF. You've been listening to Week 8 of the Viking Football Show, 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.